Once you learn how to manage your brain, how to outsmart your brain, you can actually remind yourself that sometimes that scariness, it's not real. It's just an illusion, and you have the power to choose what is best for you. Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that might have given you some head-scratching moments. That is analysis paralysis, my friends. Buckle up, because we are about to unravel the secrets to getting unstuck, making fearless and powerful choices, and soaring towards that success that you are wanting. So if you are ready to dive into the goodness, let's get started. Let's kick off things with a really fun fact, if you will. Analysis paralysis is really like getting stuck in a never-ending swirl of decision-making doom. I mean, it is when you're faced with so many options that most of the time you freeze and you're unable to pick the best one. And I really want to think about why this really happens. And this really starts with your brain. You've got to think about your brain as a super smart computer that's always working, always analyzing and helping you make choices. But here's the thing. Sometimes your brilliant brain is so smart that it can overthink things. It's like when you're trying to decide between two amazing flavors of ice cream or pasta or pizza, your brain just starts to go, what if I choose the wrong one? What if I miss out on the best taste ever, right? So imagine that you're standing in front of a massive roller coaster. It's tall, it's fast, it looks like this amazing adventure, but there's that tiny voice inside your head that's like, oop, super scary. What if something goes wrong? What if I don't like it? What if it's not like this great outcome? What if my stomach hurts? Maybe I should just skip it. And so your brain does the same thing when you're making decisions about which pasta to eat or if you should go on that fun roller coaster ride. When you're making decisions in your business, in your life, especially big ones, it's trying to protect you from making the wrong choice, just like picking the wrong ice cream flavor or going on that roller coaster that feels too scary. But here's the fun twist. Your brain sometimes also makes decisions feel even scarier than they actually are. It's like a little wizard trying to play tricks on you. And it magnifies one of the biggest stagnations that can happen when you're growing. And that is the what ifs. What if this doesn't work out? What if people don't like it? What if I fail? What if I'm not enough? What if I end up doing it and I don't do it as good as she does? And that makes you hesitate or even makes you not make any decision at all ever, even when you're about to do something brilliant. And that's what we mean by our brains are playing tricks on us. They're like these sneaky little wizards making decisions seem scarier than they actually are. But the cool part is this. Once you understand this mind trick, right? And once you learn how to manage your brain, how to outsmart your brain, you can actually remind yourself that sometimes that scariness, it's not real. It's just an illusion, and you have the power to choose what is best for you. When you're facing a decision that feels a bit scary and you find yourself in that analysis paralysis mode, you have to remember that your brain might be just playing a trick on you. So my tip is to take a deep breath, remind yourself of what is possible on the other side, and just go for it. Now, in order to do that, I think we also have to kind of break down what type of analysis paralysis things we could be having, right? Like what aspects of our journey can actually cause analysis paralysis? Because I think there could be times that we could be in analysis paralysis season, if you will, and we may not even know it. Hello, my friend, popping in to let you know I have a brand new live webinar training and bonus coming at you this month that you do not want to miss. In this live training, I am giving you the 5 strategies that you need to accelerate your brand, grow your visibility, and create consistent income, especially if you lack a clear
plan of action. Now, can I get an amen? All you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/live to save your free seat. You are going to see that there are three different options and times to choose from. And I have to just be honest here. There is a ton of depth in this new training. It is no stone unturned. I am not holding back. And it is perfect for you if you are ready to walk away from this masterclass with a start to finish brand growth plan, a well-defined brand strategy, your unique value proposition, some new time management and work-life balance strategies, and of course, that content planning strategy and monetization tools that you need to increase your income and financial stability month after month. There are going to be so many golden nuggets in this training that you do not want to miss. Again, just go to juliesolomon.net/live to save your seat. And I just want to be honest here. I am not about wasting anyone's time. So I want to clarify that this live webinar training primarily focuses on online branding and growth strategies. And it may not be suitable if your goals currently are either entirely offline or completely unrelated to personal branding and online visibility. So I want to make sure that the right people get in these seats. Spots are limited, but I promise you, you will not be disappointed by showing up live. Of course, you're going to get a bonus if you show up live with me. I'm giving you a brand new free gift, the Algorithm Accelerator Guide. This is an AZ framework to help you navigate the algorithm and optimize your content. And you get that completely for free just by showing up. Again, juliesolomon.net/live gives you all the details that you need to know. I can't wait to see you there.
So here are some of the common things that can come up that can cause it. One is choosing a niche. Like, so many people get stuck trying to decide between focusing on weight loss or muscle building or overall wellness or fashion or beauty or skincare. And they just overthink the whole thing to death. It takes all the fun out of it. And they overthink it so much that they actually delay starting the brand, starting the business, starting making offers because they're so worried about picking the perfect thing. If you're having this problem or if you've had this problem, that is an indicator of analysis paralysis. The other one, content creation. Let's say that you're an online entrepreneur and you want to start a YouTube channel. You might start spending hours deciding on what kind of camera should I use and what about the lighting and what about the editing software. And you might get so caught up in trying to come up with the best video ideas that it actually causes you to delay ever filming a piece of content ever. Then there's social media strategy. You might be an entrepreneur who wants to build a strong presence on Instagram, but you get so overwhelmed by all the different strategies that you've read about by posting at specific times, by using certain hashtags, by creating consistent aesthetics, that this overload of information, which might not even be the information that's serving you anyway, it makes you hesitant to even start posting at all. There's other things like product development, choosing the right platform to grow on, website design, and even networking and pitching and collaborations. You want to collaborate with someone, but you spend so much time overthinking how to approach them that you never even make the offer. So in all of these scenarios, which I know that a lot of us have been in quite a few of those, analysis paralysis can actually prevent so many of us from taking the necessary action to move forward. And most importantly, I think it's the fear. And I really want to drive this home. The fear of getting it wrong, of making a wrong choice, of not being perfect, of failing, of not succeeding, of being found out, of not being able to do it as well as somebody else. It can lead to so much hesitation and procrastination. And the key here is to really recognize when the analysis paralysis is setting in, to remind yourself that it's about progress more than it's about perfection or getting it right the first, second, or even the third time, and really allowing yourself to take those steps forward. And don't wait on the confidence. Just take action. Just have the courage to move forward. That is the biggest piece to the puzzle with analysis paralysis. And I know so many of you deal with it. I know so many of you get stuck. So many of you wait for the specific outcome. I know that so many of you wait to find enough hours in the day to make it happen. I know so many of you wait to set up the perfect framework or to understand your audience specifically that you don't ever take action. You never give yourself the courage to just take the action. And that's really where what I call the magical map of structured guidance comes in. Now, I'm going to dive into what this looks like from my perspective, how I approach it, how I embrace it, how I've created one for myself. But if you want to dive into these concepts deeper with me, I want to invite you to join me for a really cool thing that I am doing for the month of September. I am offering 4 exclusive office hour Zoom sessions. They're absolutely free. They are live with me, and it gives us this opportunity to really start to engage in deeper conversations where you can ask questions, chat with me, and start gaining the strategies and the ideas and the motivation that is needed to get you out of this procrastination, to get you out of this overwhelm, to get you out of this analysis paralysis and into action. That way you can elevate your content growth game, you can elevate your visibility game, and you can elevate your consistent generation of income game. Okay. So that is what we are going to be doing during this time. And during this time, I am also going to be going through what I call my structured guidance magical map, if you will. And I'm going to be giving you some steps here, but I'm going to be deepening them on this office hour. So if you want to join me for that, again, it's completely free. Just go to juliesolomon.net/office hours to get the information on that. Spots are limited. We have a limited amount of space for this, but if you sign up, you're going to get an email with all the details, mapping it all out for you, how to RSVP. But most importantly, if you want to get in on these office hours, do it now, save your seat so we can deepen the concepts we're going to be talking about today. But for now, I just want you to imagine having this magical map, if you will, guiding you through your own mysterious analysis paralysis forest. I want you to think about what I'm going to be diving into with you a little bit today and during these office hours as the map. It really is your golden ticket to Clarity Town. And each step is going to be laid out with love, with a really easy to follow recipe, ingredient by ingredient, with exercises that allow you to really gain a crystal clear view of your path. So you have that trusted compass to lead you out of the analysis paralysis jungle. Some ways that you can start doing this for yourself, and really what I think is the benefits of the power of having this magical map of structured guidance, is 3 things. 1, it's clarity amidst the chaos. When you are so flipping lost in the maze of decisions, structured guidance acts like a guiding light. It illuminates your path. It makes it easier for you to see the steps, just the next steps that you need to take. And so with a clear roadmap, you can actually navigate through the challenges and choices with confidence. And I think a lot of times people feel so lost and bogged down and like they don't have clarity and they're lost in the overwhelm because they don't give themselves permission to have a clear roadmap. They're trying to do it themselves, or they're trying to kind of piecemeal something together without a clear and proven roadmap. And then they wonder why they don't have direction. So it's about finding that clarity amidst the chaos. The second one is really about redefined efficiency. Time is so precious, and we talked about this a little bit last week, and structured guidance really respects that piece. It respects that time is precious. It helps you cut through the noise and really focus on what truly matters. And that is what my teaching style is all about. And so by following a very well thought out and organized plan, you're going to maximize your efforts and you're going to make every moment count towards your goal. And you may be saying like, yes, Julie, I know this, but how do I do it? Well, you give yourself permission to actually follow a well-organized plan. And sometimes that plan's not going to necessarily come from you because you're lost in the clutter. You're lost in the chaos. So you're going to need to find a support system outside of yourself to deliver to you a well-organized plan. And then you get to choose and decide how you want to execute on that. But I think it's about finding that distinction. And the next thing, the third thing, is building momentum. Structured guidance really empowers you to take that consistent action, which is everything. And as you start to just tick off the milestones one by one, you're going to be able to create that sense of accomplishment and momentum that is necessary for continued success. Because that positive momentum, it propels you forward and it starts turning the analysis paralysis into just a thing of the past. And that is really, when it comes to that momentum, that is the key here, that so many of you get stuck because you're so focused on what you're running away from instead of being focused on what you're running to. And if you can start to reshift your focus to where you're going instead of what you're running from, I promise you, you are going to start seeing different results. As we continue on, and again, if you want to deepen these concepts with me, just join me for free for the office hours, juliesolomon.net/office hours. But I want to leave you with three specific examples for you to start overcoming analysis paralysis starting today. The first one is called the decision hourglass. And you can actually find these online. Like if you go online and just Google like digital hourglass, I want you to set a time limit for making a decision. And some of you may be like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to do that. Do it. Let's say that you're choosing, I don't know, like a logo for your brand, right? Give yourself 15 minutes to browse options, pick one that resonates, and be done. Move forward. It's over. Okay? Because you remember, perfection is not the goal. Progress is. So you can actually find like these little hourglasses, put a 15-minute timer on it, and make the decision. The other one, and I love this one because this is how my brain works, it's the flip a coin technique. So if you're ever stuck between two choices, assign each option to a head or tails, flip a coin as it's in the air, pay attention to that gut reaction, especially for all of my like generator, manifesting generator, human design people out there. If you're sacral authority, this is for you. Your immediate gut feeling will guide you towards the option that truly resonates. So pay attention to that gut instinct. And the flip a coin is great for that. The other one that you could start using is the just start challenge. Like just pick one task today that's been on that daunting to-do list of yours, set a timer for 5 minutes and start working on it. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't need to know where to start. Just act like as if you did know where to start and start. Because most of the time, just getting started is the hardest part. But I promise you, once you break that ice, you might find yourself immersed in that task, excited about it, excited about what creativity is flowing, and you're going to allow yourself to break free from the analysis paralysis. And that's really the key here. I want you to remember my favorite people on the internet, who are you, because you tune into this podcast or you're watching it on YouTube and you're part of my world. I want you to remember that analysis paralysis, it's like cloud that can actually vanish with a slight change in the weather, with the wind of action, with any kind of shift that you provide. So embrace the structured guidance. Try some of the techniques that I shared today and just watch as you give yourself the permission and the courageous action to transform from a overwhelmed decision doubter to this confident person who can make decisions. And I promise you, when you allow yourself to assess and decide what is working for you and what is best for you, your journey to where you're going is going to be so much more clear and so much easier. And so with that, I just want to remind you again, if you want to join me for the office hours, go to juliesolomon.net/office hours to get those details. If you decide to tap in to maybe some of the structured guidance tips I gave today, or maybe some of the ways to overcome analysis paralysis, I would love for you to leave me a review on iTunes or on YouTube, or to screenshot today's episode and tag me on Instagram and let me know which piece you're taking away with you today, which piece was most helpful, which piece really is going to allow you to take the action. Because again, you just sitting here listening to me blab week after week is not going to change your business and life. It's you deciding on what to take action on by what I provide you with that is going to create the change. And that's what I want to see for you. That's what I want to see for all of us. And it really does take a community and a group of like-minded people coming together to support one another through that. So with that, I want to thank you again for being with me here this week. We are keeping them coming. It has been a fun season of really diving into some tangible and actionable strategies for you all. Definitely tune in next week where we're going to be talking about unlocking your success and really making sure that you're tuning into the seasons that you can be most efficient and take that action to really support you in creating that consistent income. And again, if you want to join me for the office hours, do so. I also have a brand new live webinar training that's coming up at the end of the month. I'm going to be sending more information about that soon. And then of course, you're going to be hearing about my brand new program, the Brand Accelerator, which is going to give you everything that you need to really source through and start making yourself and supporting yourself through elevating your brand, growing your visibility, and creating that consistent income in just 60 days. So be on the lookout for that. If you're not on my email list yet, get on it. If you're not following me on Instagram yet, make sure to do so, because you're going to be the first to find out if so. And I'll see you next week, same time, same place.
As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.